بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين بالقاسم محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين دعاء الإمام صاحب العصر والزمان إن شاء الله أهل وبركاته إلهي عزم البلاء وبرحان الخطر وانكشف الغطاء وانفتح الرجع وزوقت الأرض ومنعت وأنت المستعان وإليك المشتكى وعليك المعول في الشدة والرخاء اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أولي الأمر الذين فرست علينا طاعتهم وعرفتنا بذلك منزلتهم ففرج عنا بحق فرجا عاجلا قريبا كلمح البصر أو هو أقرب أكبر الله يا محمد يا علي يا علي يا محمد يا علي يا علي اكفياني فإنكما كافيان وانصراني فإنكما ناصر يا صاحب الزمان الغوث الغوث أدركني أدركني الساعة الساعة العجل 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 يا أرحم الراحمين بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين صلاة محمد وآل محمد أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل صلاة محمد وآل محمد وعجل. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned our attentions to a very, very important subject in this verse of Surah Al-A'raf. Surah number 7, verse number 157. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing all the Muslims of the world, no matter if it's Shia, Sunni, Brahmi, Hanafi, from any school. Allah is saying, O Muslims, O those people who say Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Listen, this is a very important point, that the name of your Prophet, the name of my beloved Muhammad, exists in Tawrat, in Injil, in Old Testament and in New Testament. Allahu Akbar. And this is very lovely point, that he's our Prophet. Injil is not Muslim's book. Tawrat is not Muslim's book. Tawrat is Jews' book. Injil is Christian's book. But our Prophet's name exists in Tawrat and in Injil. And this is the miracle of Islam. This is the miracle of our Prophet. This is the miracle of Quran. That not only at that time, when Allah revealed this verse, even today if you go and search in Bible, you can find the name of Prophet in Bible, even today. It's a great miracle. Okay, why? Because if you just pay attention on this verse, يَجِدُونَهُ يَجِدُونَهُ. You know, there are many Arabic brothers here, they know يَجِدُونَهُ is from صِغَةُ Mubarak. What does it mean? صِغَةُ Mubarak يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْحَاضِرِ وَالْمُسْتَقْبَلِ. What does it mean? صِغَةُ Mubarak means present tense and future tense. What does this mean? This means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed all the Muslims, he has assured all the Muslims, he has informed all the Muslims that the name of Prophet, the name of your Prophet exists in Tawrat and in Injil, in the time of our Prophet, in this time, and it will exist in Tawrat, in Injil, in Old Testament, in New Testament, till the day of judgment, till Yawmul Qiyamah, nobody can remove the name of Prophet from Bible. Bible is Tawrat, Injil, and Zabur. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guaranteeing Muslims يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Allahu Akbar. You can find the name of your Prophet even today. MashaAllah, you all brothers were living in Australia, in a Christian country, so you can just go and do the researches about this Bible, about Torah and Injil, and you will recite the name of Prophet, peace be upon him, and that's, MashaAllah, a great thing for you. The name of your Prophet in the book of Christians. If you had any Christian friends, so you can do tabligh. Not to say that, you know, my Prophet's name is in your Bible, so come on, become Muslim. No, go to your Christian friend and tell him, you know, I was reciting Bible, so I just saw a verse in Bible which is talking about my Prophet. Bible is your book, but Prophet Muhammad is my Prophet. So that Christian will start thinking, oh, it's something, no, new. Bible is my book, but in Bible there is something about Muslim Prophet. Allah Akbar. So this is how you can do tabligh. And there is very, very lovely point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the Prophet's name will be in Tawrat and in Injil. But do you know what did Prophet say? Prophet said, Awwaluna Muhammad, Awsatuna Muhammad, Akhiruna Muhammad, Wa Kulluna Muhammad. I'm not only Muhammad, we have 14 Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. So as the name of Prophet is in Tawrat and in Injil, in the same way, you can find the name of Second Muhammad, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Qaid Ghurr al-Muhajjaleen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wa salam, in Bayi. Wa ala Muhammad, wa abdu. Look to the miracle of Quran, the miracle of Islam. Not only the name of Imam Ali, even you can find many verses about Imam al-Mahdi. Ajjal Allah ta'ala faraj al-Sharif. In Bible, Salat al Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And inshallah, in these 8 or 9 nights, my subject in English will be about Prophet and his holy progenies, name and their fazail from Tawrat, Injil, and Zabur, inshallah, and also from other books. Because this is miracle of Prophet, peace be upon him. Not only in Tawrat and Injil, even you can find the name of Prophet, the name of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the name of Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha, not only in Bible, even in Hindus' books. You know, Hindus have 4 books, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samveda, Atharveda. They have Vedas. Just write on Google Vedas and the books of Hindus will come. Even you can find the name of Imam Ali in Hindu's book, in Jew's book, in Christian's book, in many, many other books. Inshallah, this will be our topic and we'll discuss about it. But now, today, I want to recite a verse from Injil. We say Injil and Christians say Al-Ahdul Jadid. Bible, in Bible there is Injil, Tawrat, Zabur, but every book has its own name. As we say Injil, Tawrat, Zabur, similarly Christians say New Testament, Old Testament and Saints. Al-Injil yuqal New Testament, Al-Ahdul Jadid. So inshallah I want to recite a verse from Injil, New Testament, and as we have chapters in Quran, chapter 1, Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, similarly they have chapters. So now, I will recite from a very famous chapter, Yuhanna. In English, John. The number of chapter, 16. Yuhanna 16, John 16. It's very lovely. The verses are starting from 7 till 12 and above. It's really very lovely. Hazrat Isa, Prophet Isa, is informing something very important to his companions, to his followers, to the people of his time. What is he saying? Hazrat Isa is saying, إِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ أَنْ أَنْطَلِقَ مِنْ بَيْنِكُمْ. It is better for you that I go away from you. It is better for you that I leave you. What is this? What does it mean? Ya Isa ibn Maryam, why do you want to leave your people? Why do you want to leave your followers? Why do you want to leave the people of your time and nation? إِنَّهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ أَنْ أَنْطَلِقَ مِنْ بَيْنِكُمْ. It is better for you that I go away. It is better for you that Jesus leaves you. But why? So Jesus said, لِكَيْ يَأْتِيكُمْ الْمُسَاعِدْ. Allahu Akbar. That the helper arrived. It's a very lovely point. Isa said, it is better for you, O my nation, O my followers, O my companions, it is better for you that Isa leaves you, that Isa goes from you. But why? That the helper arrived. Allahu Akbar. Now who is the helper? The helper who is going to come after Isa, the helper, the savior, the musa'id, the nasir, the mu'in, who is going to come after Isa, who is he? What is his name? How can we recognize him? So Hazrat Isa is informing here that the prophet, the savior, the helper, the nasir, who is going to come after me, he's not like me. He is not like me. I am only for Bani Israel. I am only for Bani Israel. But this prophet who is going to come after me, he will convince the world. Allah. It's very ugly. The prophet is going to come after me, he will convince the world. I'm only for Bani Israel, but the prophet is going to come after me, who's better for you, who's the helper, who's the savior, he will convince the world. And tabi ala hadha al-kalima, world, mean al-alam kullu, the whole world, Allahu Akbar. And pay attention in Holy Quran, we have similar words, Obama, arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen, sadar Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The same verse in Holy Quran, same verse in Bible. He will convince the world, وَمَا أَرْسَلَّكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And here is very, very lovely point in رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Please pay attention. If you just pay attention on Quran, you know, alhamdulillah, I've seen since last 2 days that every day you are reciting Quran. That's very good. But just reciting Quran is not enough. You have to try to understand Quran. This is very important. Just reciting Quran, that's very good. But you have to try to understand Quran and try to act according to what Quran is ordering you. If you want a successful life, if you want a good life, inshallah, act according to what Quran is ordering you. So inshallah, your life will be successful. For example, you're reciting Quran. Quran is saying, give charity, anfilu, anfilu. So just don't recite and forget it. Go and help the needy people. Go and help the people who need help. For example, you recite in Holy Quran, Aqeemus Salat, Aqeemus Salat. So go and pray. Okay? Just don't recite. Try to act according to what Quran is ordering you. And this is very important. Now come on, let's go back on Rahmatan lil Alameen. This is a verse in Holy Quran. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ Allah Akbar, what does it mean? Now just pay attention that this prophet is Rahmatan and blessing for the entire world. What's the point here? The point is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said to any of his prophet, except our prophet, that you are rahmatan lil alameen. From Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim till min al-jinnati wa al-nas, in all 114 surahs, in all 30 chapters, you never find any other prophet whom Allah told him that you are rahmatan lil alameen. Allah never said to Adam, Sifatullah, you are rahmatan lil alameen. God never said to Nuh, Najiullah, that you are rahmatan lil alameen. Allah never said to Ibrahim, Khalilullah, that you are rahmatan lil alameen. Allah never said to Isa, Ruhullah, that you are rahmatan lil alameen. Rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed Adam, he said in the second surah of Holy Quran, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Adam is a prophet, but only for this land. When he appointed Hazrat Nuh as a prophet, he said in Surah An-Nuh, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Nuh is a prophet, but only for his nation. Lut is a prophet, but only for his nation. Ibrahim is a prophet, but only for his nation. All of the prophets are either for the nation, are either for the people, are either for the city, are either for the country. Allah never told them that you are rahmatan lil alameen. But lovely point, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself, he said in the first surah of Holy Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All the praises to Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. So as I am Rabbul Alameen, my beloved Muhammad is rahmatan lil alameen. Sadr Muhammad Bali Muhammad. What lovely point. Hazrat Isa said, I'm only for Bani Israel. The Prophet is going to come after me. He is Rahmatan Lil Alameen. And Allah never said to any of his Prophet that you are Rahmatan Lil Alameen except our Prophet. And this very lovely point again in Rahmat. What does Rahmat mean? What is Rahmat? I believe Shia ulama, I will inshallah quote you some references from Sunni ulama. What does Rahmat mean? Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, he writes about Rahmat. What is the meaning of Rahmat? Fakhruddin al-Razi writes in his book, Al-Rahmatu Hallul Mashakil. Very lovely point. What is Rahmat? Al-Rahmatu Hallul Mashakil. What does it mean? When Rahmat comes, the problems go. Allah Akbar. We have such a great prophet, we have to thank God that our prophet is Rahmatan lil alameen. He's blessing for the entire world. And what is Rahmat? When Rahmat comes, the problems go. When blessing comes, the troubles go. Allahu Akbar. He is Rahmatan lil alameen. Another point. He is Rahmat not only for Muslims, lil alameen. The Prophet is Rahmat for the entire world. This means if there is a Christian, if there is a Jew, if there is a Hindu, if there is a Sikh, if there is somebody who's not Muslim, if he has any problem, if he has any trouble, he will help him. Prophet will help him because he is Rahmatan lil alameen. He is Rahmat and blessing for the entire world. What does it mean? This means that even if a non-Muslim follows Prophet, peace be upon him, he will have a very good life. He will have a very successful life. But what about us? We are Muslims. What do we see today? Today we see Muslims are the most people in troubles and problems. Isn't it like this? Today, in all over the world, Muslims have a problem. And all non-Muslims don't have any problem. Why? Because Muslims, they say Muhammad Rasulullah with their tongue, but they don't follow Prophet. Let me tell you a very lovely story. There were two friends in one of the European countries. They were very good friends. And mashallah, good intellectual people. They both started a business. Okay, let me tell you. One of them was Muslim. The second one was non-Muslim. It's very, very important, this story. They both started a business the same year, the same month, the same day. But what happened? After a few months, after a few years, the non-Muslim one was progressing, achieving successes. But the Muslim guy, he was losing and losing everything. He was surprised. He said, let me go and ask my friend, you know, what is the secret of your success? He went to his non-Muslim friend. He said, you know, we started a business on the same year, same month, same day, and it was really good business. But you achieving successes, you know, you are, mashallah, progressing, achieving more customers, you are achieving more money, and I'm losing and losing and losing everything. What's the point of your secret? He said, it's only one sentence from your Quran. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُزُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُّهُ فَانْتَهُ. He's a non-Muslim. He said, actually, my success, the secret of my success is that I'm following your prophet. He's a non-Muslim. He said, because I'm following your prophet, I'm achieving successes. And you're Muslim and not following your prophet, and you're losing everything. So we have to follow our prophet. We have a great prophet. He's rahmatan lil alameen. We have to follow our prophet. It's very important. And inshallah, my second subject in English is how to follow prophet, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we will just follow on one sentence of Prophet, we'll talk about inshallah one sentence of Prophet in these 8 nights. And that is Prophet said, pay attention to your children. Pay attention to your daughters, to your sons. Try to upbring your children in an Islamic way. Try to upbring your children, raise your children in an Islamic way. This is only one sentence of Prophet. And inshallah, if you just follow this sentence, we'll achieve a lot of successes. You know, your children are a great thing God has bestowed you. You know, if you don't pay attention to your children, you lose everything. Because your children are your everything. Okay, today you are young. You know, sometimes I see, unfortunately, some people who come from Asia, from, for example, Pakistan, India, Iraq, Dubai, and other countries. What happens when they come? The first time here, they are young, and they are saying, oh, we are earning so much money, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month. Maybe we are not able to earn so much in 1 year in our country. We have a car, we have a house. Just they are involved in the business for so much that they forget their children. They don't think about their children. They don't see where is his daughter going, where is his son going, what is his daughter doing, what is his son doing. Just they forget them. And after 20 years, when they are grown up, then they are shocked. My God, what happened? My son is drinking alcohol? My God, what happened? My daughter is going with somebody non-Muslim? Oh, it's too late at that time. You have to think about your children when they are younger, very small. This is the time you have to think about them. But unfortunately, when you are younger, what happens in these countries, people come to earn money. And they just go behind money, earn money. I want thousands of dollars. I want big car. I want Jaguar car. I want BMW. I want big car. I want big house. I want money, money, money. Okay, pay attention to your children. I'm not stopping you from earning money. You have to earn money. It's ibadah. When you earn money for your children, for your wife, it is worship. But there's hadith from Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam is informing us, Salat al-Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Imam is informing us that laysa minna, he's not from us. Man taraka dunyahu li dinihi. You are not allowed to leave your world for your deen. Okay, Mawlana Sahib said, just think about your children, just think about Islam. So I'll take a rosary and I will sit in the mosque 24 hours. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil fardhim just reciting salawat, just praying. Imam Raza is saying, laysa minna. مَنْ تَرَكَ دُنْيَاهُ لَدِينِهِ. If you leave your work, if you leave earning money for your deen, you say, okay, I don't want to earn money, I will not do any work, I will not go to the job, I'll just sit in the mosque praying, praying, praying 24 hours. This is wrong. وَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ تَرَكَ دِينَهُ لَدُنْيَاهُ. And he's also not from us, who leaves his deen for his work. oh no, I cannot come for namaz, I cannot go for masjid, muhabara, majlis, and these kind of stuff because I'm too busy in my work. No, nobody should be extreme. خير الأمور أوسطها. You should be in between. Okay? Don't leave your religion because of money. Don't leave money because of your religion. Don't say, okay, I want to just pray 24 hours and I don't want to go to work. And let my children die in hunger. And don't say that, okay, I'm earning money, I'm earning money, I don't have time to come to the mosque. You have to come to the mosque because you are Muslim. So now you have to pay attention to your children. Only you are earning money, but just don't involve so much in earning money that you forget your children. And do you know what happens when you just forget your children? You don't pay attention to your children. Do you know what happens? Again, let me tell you a real story. There was a guy from Pakistan. He was a very, very expert scientist. You know, they have some Pakistanis, they might know. Nowadays, there is a very expert scientist in Pakistan whose name is Qadir Khan. So somebody like him, he was very expert around 30, 35 years ago in Pakistan. He said, I was young and I was expert scientist, so I had an offer from Australia. I didn't come to Australia, then I had an offer from UK. I went to UK. I was young. Within a few years, I got British passport. I was happy. I married a pretty British woman. I was very happy. I had some children, around 4 daughters, and I was just enjoying my life. This is what sometimes happens here. People come to these countries, just earn money, just marry a white guy, a white woman, and then just live your good life, luxury life, just earn money, forget the mosque, forget everything. Unfortunately, some people are like this, never become like this. He said, what happened? I was a Muslim, but when I went to UK, what happened? I married a white woman, and I had some 4 daughters, and I was just earning money, just living my life, enjoying my life, I had a luxury life, but actually I was a mistake. What happened? After 15 years, after 20 years, one of my daughters, who became 20 or 18 years old, she ran away with a non-Muslim. My God. I was shocked. Why was she a Muslim girl? She going with somebody non-Muslim, not even marrying him. She's just running away without even marrying him. Allahu Akbar. It was a very big shock for me. I said, my daughter, Muslim daughter, she's gone. I tried to stop her, but I told her it was too late. Too late. You have to think now, when your children are smaller. He said, I tried to stop my other 3 girls. I said, okay, I was trying to stop them, but they were 16, 17, 18. Again, it was too late. They all went. And they didn't even look back. You know, I'm their father. The whole 30 years, 20 years, I struggled for them. I earned money to give them a good luxury life. But they went with somebody non-Muslim. And even they didn't even look that, you know, I'm their father. They have to think about their father. Just they forgot their father. They didn't even come to ask me, am I alive or dead? Okay, now he said, I was happy that at least I have my wife with me. She's loyal with me. And inshallah, I was trying to convince myself that my wife will be with me and I'll have a good life. But he said after 3 months that I was retired, my wife also divorced me because I got my pension. And you know the law of here, after the divorce, wife gets 75%. And my wife take all my money and my house. And now I'm in old house. Nobody is with me. That's why there's another point Ahlul Bayt said. When you are going to marry a girl, don't marry her because of her beauty. Marry her because of her iman, because of her faith. Now I want to ask you all brothers, and go and ask this question from your other brothers. Do you want this kind of life after 20 years? Is anybody here who wants to live this kind of life after 15 years? That his daughters, his children, his sons, they run away with somebody not Muslim, they don't even look at him, his wife also divorces him, and he lives in old house? No, nobody wants to live this kind of life. You want to live a good life. And this man said, my brother used to live in Pakistan, now he has his children with him, his grandsons, his grand-grandchildren, and they all are respecting him, everybody's with him, and I'm alone in old house. He said, go and inform all the people who are coming to this country and they are far from Islam. They are not following Prophet. Please don't forget this point. You have to follow Prophet, peace be upon him, if you want a good life. You have to try to raise your children in a good manner, in an Islamic way. You have to try to upbring your children in an Islamic way. It's very important. If you just forget, maybe you will face the same problem which this guy faced. Salat al-Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Again, Allah bin Salat. Nobody wants to live this kind of life. So please try to pay attention to your children. Try to upbring your children in an Islamic way. Try to raise your children in an Islamic way. But there's another point. How can you raise up your children in an Islamic way only you have 2 hours to talk with them? Because 12 hours you're at your work, and 8 hours your children are, you know, at their school and outside and in the community, and you just have 2 or 3 hours to talk with them. If they've done something wrong, you will tell, my dear son, my dear daughter, please don't do it anymore. It is against Islam, but just 2 or 3 hours. Yes, you have made an Islamic environment for them at your home, but remember, that is not enough. You have to make an Islamic school for your children. It's very lovely. I don't know how many Shias are here, but as I've been listening from some brothers, they told me there are 1,300, 1,500, 2,000 Shias here in Bristol. Even more than that, brother is saying. Man, no problem. Somebody's from Iraq, somebody's from Lebanon, somebody's from Kuwait, somebody's from India, somebody's from Pakistan. The common language is English. Make an Islamic school. 8 hours your son is going to a public school and you don't know what is he learning. Learn from Jews and Yahud. You know, Jews never send their children to public school. Wherever you go, Jews only send their children to Jews school. And Muslims, they are sending their children to public school. What's this? You don't know what is your son learning from the school. Once in UK, I was at somebody's house, his son came from his school and he learned something very bad from his school. And he started saying to his dad, bastard, bastard, bastard. Now what happened? His father, instead of getting angry, instead of saying, hey, what the hell are you saying? He said, my son is learning English. What is this? This is not English. English is many other good words. Sometimes some parents are doing like this. But okay, for example, you said to your son, my dear daughter, this is very bad. Don't say to your father. Don't say to anybody, bastard. It's very bad. Okay, once, second time, third time, 100 times, how many times do you tell him? Maybe sometimes you forget, sometimes maybe he doesn't say it to you, he says it to somebody else and he doesn't say it. But when you have your own Islamic school, you are sure that your son is learning something very good. But when you don't have Islamic school, what happens? You don't know what is happening. Let me tell you another story. There was a man in UK, he used to send his son to public school. He said, what happened was, my son's old friends and his classmates, they all were bastards. So they used to tell to my son that yesterday my mother's boyfriend came. Yesterday my mother went with his boyfriend to the club. Yesterday my mother and her boyfriend went to such and such place. He said my son every time used to listen that they're his friends' mothers, they have boyfriends. So once he came to home and he said to his mother, he said, my mom, do you know, you are wrong, you have husband. You are wrong, you have husband, all my friends, they have boyfriend. So what happens from public schools? They learn that what is right is wrong. They think something like this. And what is right, they think that is wrong. He's saying to his mother, you have husband, you are wrong. And my friends' mothers, they have boyfriend, they are right. This is what children learn from public schools. So why you don't try to make a school for yourself? Just start from kindergarten, nursery. It's not important, suddenly you go to the highest step, okay, I want to start a university. Okay, that's the last step. But in the beginning, just start a kindergarten, then start a school, then high school. But it is very important if you want to try to upbring your children in Islamic way, you have to have your own school. And Prophet said, this is important if you want to live successful life. If you want to have a good life, you should have your Islamic school. You should upbring your children in an Islamic way. Inshallah, I think it's half an hour, it's too late. Inshallah, from tomorrow we'll start 8:15, inshallah, 45 minutes to 50 minutes. So, these are two subjects in English. That's the first subject about Prophet and his name, and Imam Ali and his fazail from Bible, from Torah, Injil, and Zabur. The second subject, how to upbring our children. How to raise our children in this Western society. How can we raise and upbring our children in an Islamic way, inshallah. And I'm assuring you, guaranteeing you, inshallah, if you just make a school, your problems will be decreased. Then, alhamdulillah, you say, okay, 8 hours, my son is in an Islamic school. And 2-3 hours, you will give to him, 2-3 hours, he'll come to the mosque, so everything will be covered. Then you will not face the problem that guy, the scientist, faced in his life. Then you will not face the problem that some people face, inshallah. Salat al-Muhammad wa alaykum. Because there are many Arabic brothers, so I'd like to talk a little bit around 5 minutes in Arabic, inshallah, because everybody likes to listen the speech in his own language. But alhamdulillah, there are some Pakistanis, so I also have to speak in Urdu. There are some other people from other communities, so I also talk in Farsi. So inshallah, because most of the crowd is in Arabic, so inshallah, 5 minutes in Arabic. So alhamdulillah, wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرقه في العربي بس 5 دقائق إن شاء الله الآية بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول شوفوا إذا بدكم خير إذا بدكم بركة إن في وجود بقية الله خير لكم بس في شرط فين هذا الشرط إن كنتم مؤمنين إذا بتصبح مؤمن إن شاء الله تنجح تحصل الفوز في حياتك يعني في حدا موجود بينكم ما يحب الفوز ما في حدا يعني حتى إذا كان غير مسلم بيحب الفوز بده نجاح بده يعيش سعيد طب هلأ الله يقول كل واحد بده يعيش سعيد طب هلأ إذا بدكم حياة سعيدة شو تسمون إن في وجود بقية الله خير لكم بس الشرط أن تكونوا مؤمنين طب هلأ سؤال مين هو مؤمن أنت مؤمن أنا مؤمن مين هو مؤمن؟ خلي نشوف إن شاء الله من كتب أهل السنة من هو المؤمن. فكتب جلال الدين السيوطي بتفسير دور المنثور الدور المنثور وتاريخ مدينة دمشق وأيضا الإمام أحمد بن حنبل كتب في فضائل الصحابة أنه من هم المؤمنين. فكتبوا هؤلاء العلماء السنة في كتبهم أنه جميع الآيات التي تبدأ بيا أيها الذين آمنوا في القرآن الكريم كل الآيات اللي تبدأ بيا أيها الذين آمنوا فالمؤمنين الذين يتكلم الله معهم هؤلاء هم الذين قبلوا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب كإمام لهم فكل من قبل الإمام علي بن أبي طالب إماما لنفسه فهو المؤمن كما قاله الإمام أحمد بن حنبل يعني مش عالم شيعي عالم سني عم نقول انه اذا امامك عالي فانت مؤمن ما شاء الله بس اخر جمله ان شاء الله يعني مش اخر جمله بس دقيقتين بلسانكم تقولون ما شاء الله امامي علي امامي علي امامي علي واعمالكم كيف؟ اعمالنا مثل امام علي فمؤمن follower of علي اللي عم يتبع علي بن ابي طالب لازم يكون أعماله مثل علي بن أبي طالب يعني نحن نقول نحن شيعة أمير المؤمنين بس ما يكفينا باللسان لازم أعمالنا يكون مثل أمير المؤمنين لازم نكون مثل سلمان الفارسي مثل أبو ذر الغفاري إن شاء الله فإذا كنا مثلهم فنحن شيعة أمير المؤمنين إن شاء الله الله يوفقنا أن يكون أعمالنا مثل سلمان الفارسي مثل أبو ذر الغفاري نكون شيعيون حقيقيون إن شاء الله صلاة محمد وآل محمد في مصيبة لمدة 10 دقائق إن شاء الله صلاة محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد Everybody with me. Allahumma salli ala ya Allah, ya Allah, ya. Oh my God, the Forgive us, Ya Allah, بحق قاسم ابن الحسن. In this month, we have birthday of Imam Hassan. But listen, how was his son Qasim oppressed? Qasim was very small. He was so small that he wasn't able to ride the horse himself. He asked his uncle Hussein. Qasim went and fought with the enemy, but he was very small. For how long would he fight with the enemy? Suddenly, a lot of people attacked Qasim. Qasim fell down on the ground and he said, Ya Ummah, oh my mother, I'm falling. The animals trampled his body. The little boy of Hassan, he started crying and saying, Oh my uncle, here I lie, Ya Mawlai, come to me before I die. Do my tongue chest beating. Here I lie, Ya Mawlai, come to me before I die. Oh my uncle, here's my blood, come back to me one last time. Everybody, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Say it loudly, Hussein, 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 Hussein. Hussein, Hussein. There's a poem in Farsi about Hazrat Qasim. I'll translate in English. When Hazrat Qasim was falling, he said, Ey Abu Bibi Qasim, so fast.
Khan behal-e-ma-nazar. saying, Ma Da Chena. Pay attention at this point. Ma Da Chena.
It's too late. It's
speak inshallah and try to shorten it inshallah. I think today was almost 45-50 minutes. So if it's enough, so inshallah, if it's too much, inshallah, you try to.